You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy Podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
And today we have a returning... I was going to say customer, but that's the wrong thing.
You guys, I'm not paying and I'm not getting paid. Yeah. We're now a store. We have Tina Constance with us.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, first of all, before we get into our topic, I want to read this one tweet that I got just now, which is so funny to me.
Was it someone like telling you to die or something?
No. So shout outs to Alan Contreras. I'm probably butchering that name horribly.
Very Spanish.
But he goes... I love listening to your podcast, Kate, but the latest one was just too much. Looking forward to the next one.
Whatever that means.
Well, we had, so I was telling you, we had Nate McIntosh.
Oh, yeah, well, he's hard to, if you're like a mellow person, like that's just not for you. Because Nate is just so over the top. It's crazy.
Yeah. You either love or hate him. He got another comment on the last one because this one person always comments on Nate that he should suck a huge, big black dick.
A random person?
This one, I forget the guy's name. His name's like, he has a name on like the SoundCloud thing. Mm-hmm. But I think his name's actually Tim, I think. It's like a long thing. But the last one, I sent it to you. I sent what he did. But he said something like, I hope you swallow a huge load and choke on it. And just, it was so graphic and hilarious.
Beautiful.
That, yeah.
Sometimes that happens, you know. That was that one person who told you, I hope you die or something. I was like, advice of the day. What was it?
Oh, that was to me again. Someone was like, tip of the day.
Die. Like, I hope you die.
Kill yourself.
On a comment on
to
here?
Me. No, they tweeted at me. Tip of the day, kill yourself.
Mm. Nice.
And I was like, that hurts. Yeah. That hurt my feelings.
It stung a little.
And then Tina and I want to mention something.
Joe.
Okay.
That you did.
So Tina and I spent Valentine's Day together. She went to a Valentine's Day show with me. We rode mechanical bulls.
We did. Right.
It's very special.
What, you did?
Yeah, Tina
awesome.
And I did.
Yeah, we both did, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you guys good? Did you guys actually do it? Or are you just like, sit over here and just
We totally did it. I was the first one on it. She was the second one on it. We were like the ones that did it. Yeah.
But we did it, but we didn't like, we both got off before it got crazy because we didn't want to chip the
shoes. Yeah, we fucking jumped off. We were like, fuck this thing.
Because once you can,
why? Because
like,
it gets progressively worse.
When it starts actually bucking.
And you feel like everyone's watching you fuck a mechanical bull too, which is a thing. And you're
I was okay with that.
No, I kind of wasn't.
And your whole body's just like bouncing
it
everywhere.
Definitely has that sexual. But for me, I just, it had horns. And I was like, I'm going to
That's
fall.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm going to chip. I'm like, it's not worth chipping
go right
a tooth.
Through your eye socket.
Yeah. Can you imagine that's how you get fucking injured or that's how you go out riding a mechanical bull
on Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day.
I've had something like that happen to me. Actually, I talked about it in a video once where on Valentine's Day when I was in middle school, I got elbowed in the eye in the morning and I had a black eye and the nurse thought I had a concussion, so I had to go home and my dad picked me up. He was like, "What happened? Did you forget to give your girlfriend like a present?"
Aww.
Or whatever. Just had a huge black eye on Valentine's Day.
Aww. I wanted to say that you handed out your Valentine's with like a big black eye because that would have been really cute and sad too.
No, I mean, I didn't like I was like dating, quote unquote, this girl.
Oh, you had
time.
A very serious girlfriend. You were in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, I had a very,
very
serious.
Very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah.
I'm still upset. I'm all broken up about it. So. But I had stuff for her, but like it happened in the morning before school. Like I was playing basketball and I didn't give it to her, so she was kind of pissed. Sent me a MySpace message and she was like, "Hey,
I love that Joe's so type A that he was playing basketball before school."
No, yeah, but that was like a program before school.
I'm
you
like,
show
me
up
and Kate
and
did
play.
Not play any sport before fucking school.
No,
no,
not happening.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to what we want to talk about on Valentine's Day.
So Tina and I are together on Valentine's.
You guys can't wait for this. This is something bad.
We're scrolling through, was it Facebook or Instagram?
I can't remember.
Okay, and there's a picture that you post pops up, Joe.
Yeah.
Tina and I are getting so excited already. And it was Valentine's, and you took a picture of Sammy.
Right, at dinner.
And she looks cute. But then the post, Tina, you do it.
I don't remember what it said exactly. Go ahead.
The post, like at first I read it, and I was like, aw. And then I read it back, and I was like, no.
Joe, no.
You literally made it. You were like, this girl.
No, I know.
Is you're the like, luckiest girl.
I did not say
so
that.
You literally wrote all the things you did for her.
I did.
Like, yeah, you were like. She woke up to a teddy bear.
Right, yeah.
Dinner at 9.
I listed everything.
I told you.
Yeah,
dinner at 9, babe.
It was a very
We were like,
it was like tooting your own horn.
It was.
So like, no, you did that wrong.
You like, it wasn't like to the most beautiful girl. I'm lucky who because deserves. You do this.
But I did not say that. I said I couldn't. It was more. I mean, yeah, it was both. But it was like
no,
this
it's
is
not
what
both.
I, no, it is because, of course, yeah, I was writing that like, yeah, I was writing that like, yo. I was telling everyone too when people were like, oh, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I was like, dude, I killed it this year. Let me tell you what I did. And I said
he's
this.
He's doing it again. The best thing is he's not even like,
no, but I did
not
that.
Even embarrassed. He's just being, yo, I killed it though, right?
No, but like.
Nailed it.
But like, that's not something I would do for just anyone. You know what I mean? And I did say the end of that, that like, I couldn't have a better Valentine. You know what I mean? So like, she
yeah, there was like,
that.
Yeah, yeah, but it was still like, you were like.
No, yeah, it was.
It was totally being like, killed it.
Killed it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yo, it's Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
I killed it. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
We were dying. The way you're dying now, we were together. Because like,
I fell for it at first. I was like, oh. And I'm like, wait a second.
And then she read it back to me. I was like, no.
Yeah, but it was still like adorable. But it was like, it's like you when you fucking don't have a shirt on when you have like a puppy in your arm. And Tina, like, and I love those shits with your like little smoldering.
Oh, hey, do I look cute holding this puppy?
Yeah. Oh, hello, like, oh, ladies.
Fucking Joe.
Joe Sinigato.
Joe,
in the
put
morning.
A shirt on, put down the puppy. God damn it. For the love of God.
And we love it, though.
No, we do love it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah. Tina,
he's blushing. He's getting embarrassed.
No, it's hot as shit in here.
Hot. Tina and I will bring you up though a lot because like Tina and I will have meltdowns and get emotional and then we'll be like we talk about how calm and centered you are.
We could get those like what would Jesus do bracelets because we just replace it with Joe these days. Yeah. Like what would Joe do?
Joe won't put up with this shit, I'll tell you that.
No, we really say shit like that to each other. Like Joe's so normal, he wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do this right now, right?
Yeah, if someone did that to him, he would be out.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be crying over it like we are.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh God.
So you've affected us. But we also love your cheesy Instagram pics.
Yeah. You know?
And the next episode, we get to meet Sammy. Tina does.
Yes, you guys do.
Sammy's amazing.
She is.
Anyway, let's get into our topic. Mm. I love that it's going to be like a funny / serious one because I want it to be funny too. But I totally picked it because it's something that I've been claiming in myself more and more. And it's about sensitivity.
Of course you would
I'm like, Joe's going to be so mad. Don't tell him.
Everything is just feelings.
Well, I realize it's so hard to talk about now because Joe. But no, I really feel like I've always been really, really sensitive. And I've always been called overly sensitive. And I'm starting to really actually claim it. And it's making me happier. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, instead of being like, oh, it sucks that I feel so much. And
or be embarrassed about it.
Yeah, like, I'm starting to actually be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. This is who I am. It's what allows me to sense people's energies and emotions. And like,
but I think that sometimes it could take away from that ability if you're overly sensitive. If you're overly sensitive, that could distract you from what's actually happening in front of you. It's been a lot of times I've been talking to you and you're just really over the top with something. I'm like, Kate, it's much more simpler than this. So it's, you could read it the wrong way. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it does have
well,
its
there's
pros
and
cons.
Yes, mm-hmm. There's a light and a dark to it. And what I'm trying to learn, just me saying I'm overly sensitive doesn't mean that I should fly off the handle with it. But what it means is the more I think I claim that I'm just like that, the less I'll get swept up by it. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just overly sensitive. I'm feeling this. But it doesn't mean that I have to melt down or that I have to interpret that person hates me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm learning
and you're
how
being
to work
more accepting of yourself. No
yeah.
matter what, that's always a good thing. You're yeah. really sensitive. It's never going to change. I'm really sensitive too. That's why we're best friends.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why it's like, I mean, you should have claimed it a long time ago if that's your personality.
Yeah. But again, you're still saying it's a little much.
It can be a little much.
Right. But is it that it's a little much or is that Joe's not sensitive?
I think I'm very sensitive.
I think Joe's an interesting mix. I think you're very sensitive, but you're also still, and first of all, you're 22. But you're
hey, Jesus, I'm 23 now.
Are you happy? Oh, that's right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, my birthday was.
Wasn't it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, my birthday was.
I don't fucking know, man.
Happy
Once
birthday.
Once you turn 20, past 21, you're like, I don't even care
happy
anymore.
Birthday.
Fuck it.
23.
Wow. Yeah.
He's all grown up.
Oh, my God.
23 sounds awful to me.
Guys, I'm going to tell you this now.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome until it's like 20.
No, I mean, it's going to be awesome. It's just like, now I'm like, wow, 23. Like, I feel like when I was younger, I'd be like, what are you, like 23 years old? Like to people who are like older. And like,
yeah, me
we're
and
way older than you right now. So you need to chill. All
right.
Okay. Chill, bro.
I'm sorry.
Back up.
Yeah, back it up. Back it up.
I'm 30 motherfucking three.
I'm 29.
Okay, you look like you're 14.
Fuck
yes,
yeah.
She does look like she's 14. Yeah. But
my vagina is way younger too.
Oh my
I got
god!
I got the vagina of a 7-year-old. Not to brag. So, that's so gross.
That was too far.
Anyway, I wanted to tell the audience that I'm actually Joe's mom. I had him when I was 10. Mm. Talk of the town.
Weird.
Anyway, yeah, but what I guess for me, you are very sensitive, but I still think you're very much also you've got still a bro side to you. Not in like, you don't have the douchey bro, but
that's
like.
That's to his advantage 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Every single time. Yeah.
What happened?
But you know
being
what I mean?
Being a bro, it's always to your advantage.
I guess.
No, 100%. Girls like him, boys like him. The bro-y thing works.
I'm not too much of a bro, though.
Yeah, but you still, like what I mean by like that is like, you do the sports thing, you have
yeah,
some
well, I think
beers.
My whole family is a bunch of like jocks. Like, we're all like, when we get together in the same room, it's all like. Bro, I could throw a football way farther. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's just how it is. Like, all my family, all of them are athletes. Like, everyone plays sports. Everyone did all
and
that.
I'm not dissing on that
no,
at all.
Of course not.
I'm just saying, if you look at the typical bro kind of guy, they're not going to be the most in-touch emotional thing.
Oh, hell no.
So I'm saying you actually have that in-touch sensitive side, but then you also have that other side, which kind of,
right.
It, you know, it balances it out. Whereas I feel like I'm a very sensitive fairy being almost. Like, I'm just like... I get very emotional. Tina and I were talking about this. I actually just did a video on Are You an Empath? Because I was reading about empaths and what they're just very naturally sensitive people who just pick up all the energies, you know? So I'm very, like, if I see a really negative image on Facebook, like I'm scrolling, you know, sometimes someone posts something so unnecessary.
Yeah, like a car accident or someone getting murdered. Or
yeah, like this, Jesus. You know.
No, the people do that shit.
No, I know.
Did you ever see like thing like 2-year-old beaten to death by mom? Like that kind of thing hurts me. Like, it affects me. And I think, but that's the thing. I think deep down we're all meant to be very sensitive feeling people. But I think some of us are just born, I don't know, more so or with less defenses.
Less defenses. That's a good thing. It just all comes in. It just rushes the fuck in.
Yeah.
Please, when we were just at that coffee shop, did you feel that lady?
Oh, my God.
You walked away and I looked straight at her and I went, hey, it's going to be all right.
Did like, you what, say that
yeah,
to her?
Yeah, yeah. I looked at her and I was like, yo, it's going to be
all
do? Right.
Was she flipping out over
she was just
coffee?
Like, she was... She's checking us out and she's going 1, 2, 3 breathe. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And Kate walked away and I just literally looked at her straight in her eyes and I was like, yo, it's gonna be all right. And she was like,
why is she bugging out?
And she was just like, this guy's texting me and my friend's supposed to come over here and I'm supposed to be closing at 6. And she just told me everything that was going on and I was like, just tell him not to come, it's gonna be all right. Because I'm like you and I felt her freaking out. I had to talk to her actually. Like
good
I had,
for you.
I had to talk to her and tell her
I go in there
right.
A decent amount. So this woman, she's a very emotional person and she doesn't try to hide it. Like I think a lot of us try to hide our
she almost
our
like
quote
wants
unquote,
attention
crazy.
For it, which is annoying. Yeah,
she definitely yeah she
well you guys know this person?
No, Kate
she just
like...
works there at this place. Okay. I always go to it's like a coffee cafe place. And
do you think that has anything to do with the way you were brought up or just
no.
kind of your experience is
I don't think it has to do with how you're brought up.
I think it has to. I think it definitely affects it. I know
maybe
you
not.
And I...
Maybe not how you're brought up. That's not what I meant.
No.
But like your experiences or whatever. I feel like if you've had bad, like not bad things, but like certain things happen to you, then it makes you more, not paranoid, but like kind of like very aware and just kind of.
Yeah, I think I do. Like she could have had a really traumatic.
That's what
thing.
I.
You,
yeah,
oh,
like,
you're talking
her?
About her. I thought you were talking about us that we can sense it. I was like,
no,
because
no.
I think that however you're brought up, if you're sensitive, you're sensitive.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. I'm like for anyone, like the way that, like your experiences that have happened to you when you were younger, maybe that would make you more. I don't know if sensitive is the right word, but if something like traumatizes you, then you're definitely more like on edge about things, like more careful and, you know, cautious. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely think your experiences affect how sensitive you are or how if you overreact to things or however it is. I think every human has their shit. You know, yeah, some people might have it more quote unquote together. Like you, Joe, you got your shit together. Me, not so much. No, but like that's
I'm somewhere in the middle.
I do and I don't. Like that's the thing. Like as much as I mess that as much as I joke that I'm a mess, I actually have my shit together.
Course, yeah.
You know, it's like I'm a mom too. So I have my own apartment. I take care of Shane. At the same time, I definitely am messy. And I don't know. I kind of like that about me. I like people who, I guess there's a difference between someone who's messy but then brings other people into their shit in a bad way, and someone who's just messy. But doesn't want to hurt other people. Do you get what I'm saying? Like I've definitely met some people where I don't want to bring up Nate. Like I'm thinking about someone you dated even T, and someone I've dated that I can't mention.
You can mention him, yeah.
Yeah, B. But, yeah. Like, with you, B, it's like, you know, Tina dated this dude who was super out there and messy. And not in a judgmental way, but he would bring women into his shit. You know, like, with cheating or whatever. It's like, he couldn't handle life, so he was fine to selfishly take other people down. I really don't want to do that. If I do it accidentally, you know, okay. But I do. I think we're all struggling with shit, and I think we're all meant to be sensitive people. But I don't know. Sometimes you'll just meet someone, you get that they're just naturally sensitive. I think a lot of artists are very sensitive people.
I mean, that's how it breaks down. That's why they're artists, because they can't, like, that's how they have to process the information. It comes in so heavy that they have to make shit so that they can get it back out. I mean, that's why they're artists, literally.
I think that you almost have to have, like, a... I don't know the right word. I'm kind of just blanking right now. But it's just kind of like a self-belief. Like, this is how I kind of deal with shit. It's just, I know that as much as this bothers me right now, and as much as I just want to fucking just be upset for a while, I know, like, it's going to be fine. You know why? Yeah. Because I have a crazy self-belief in myself that, like, I don't give a fuck what happens, because it's going to be fine. You know what I mean? And it's also, it's like putting yourself on a pedestal, like, I'm going to make it happen. Don't fucking worry. You know what I mean? Like,
I love that.
That's the difference, I think. I think if you're missing that a little bit, you go off the rails.
But you have to have that, like, self-belief in yourself. And I've always had that. Like, even when I was younger, my dad would, like, be like, he's like, if you don't like my rules, then I'll kick you the fuck out. Like, I used to tell him, like, yo, kick me out. I was like, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, I'll figure it out. I used to have those conversations with him all the time. But
the most frustrating kid to try to parent.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, kick me out. Like, I was just like an asshole. You know what I mean? But
in a way, you meant it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did. I absolutely did. And I still do. If you said it to me today, I would say, dude, kick me out. Like, whatever. It wouldn't even matter.
I think by now you've proven that you got this.
Right. I mean, yeah. But even so, like, I've always been like that before I even had $0 in my bank account or any real life experience. I was just always like that. We're like, it's fine. Don't worry. I can make it happen. Even with little things like a test in high school where people just are super crazy about it. Like, I need to study this amount of hours, blah, blah, blah. Like, if it's 8 o'clock at night and I have a test the next day and I just found out about it, like, I really won't freak out. I'll be like, well, I got like 3 hours and then I'll sleep. And then I'll just get to school and, like, study a little bit in the morning. I was like, but I got this. Don't worry about it. Like, I got
damn,
it.
That's awesome.
You just kind of have like to that? Have that. You have to be. That
you were like
is
that. I'm going to say that you were like that, too, because I was like that, too.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess what I mean, not just with that circumstance, but I mean the self-worth in that of I've got this. Like,
you have to be cocky. Because
Tina and I have done our fair share of obsessing about guys, because that's been our thing, which I'd love to get into, actually. Mm. Before we get into that, though, I want to say, Sia, I'm obsessed with her. You need to watch her video, Elastic Heart, because I just feel like, to me, that's someone who's so sensitive, and she used to, you know, go to alcohol and drugs as a way to, like, she couldn't handle probably all the emotion she was feeling, and then she got it together, and I don't know. She's just, to me, I'm just like, yes, I get her, I understand her.
She's very sensitive, she's processing it, and she's still making something of it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really commendable, I agree.
That I just feel, insane. Yeah, I feel like, what do you call that? Kindred spirit with her.
Yeah.
And I get that with Tina. But yeah, so anyway, what I was saying before is, you know, Tina, I won't label this with you, but so there is something called love addiction. So, like, you have Alcoholics Anonymous, and then you literally have groups for people who use relationships as a way to escape themselves.
Right.
So, and it's a little trickier because if you're an alcoholic, you have something physical, a drink that you use to escape, whereas, like, love is so much more, like, meta in a way. It's, like, hard to, you know what I mean? You're like, what? Yeah. Love addiction? What the fuck? But, yeah, I think Tina and I have used guys. For me, ever since really my parents got separated, I would use, like, at the time it was my dad who, you know, I saw him half the time. But when he wasn't with me at my mom's, I would just think about him constantly because I didn't feel safe at my mom's at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. So I would use guys and obsessing about an emotionally unavailable man as a way to not really focus on the pain and what was going on in me. You know, I guess it would be like abandonment issues. So Tina and I have spent so much time, which it makes sense. It probably is linked to self-worth and abandonment fears of just being like, we couldn't just let it go. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's when we bring you up, Joe, is like, oh man, Joe wouldn't put up with that. But there's something about us that wants to harbor on it, analyze it, talk about it, take it personally. You know, like, we'll meet a guy who's just being himself. He's not treating us a certain way because he doesn't like us. It's just
that's who he is.
Yeah, and we'll personalize it and be like, we want more from you and this and that. And yeah, I feel like we've spent a lot of energy that you wouldn't necessarily spend.
Which is just a reflection on ourselves.
Absolutely.
Has nothing to do with the dude ever. Absolutely. It's just like a reflection of where we are and what we're feeling and just turning it around on them.
Well, that's the love addiction part, is it's everything to do with avoiding ourselves. And, you know, it's easy for us to look at a guy and be like, open up to us, put down your walls. It's like, say that to yourself.
Yeah.
Because if we really believe that, we wouldn't be going after men.
And then we just sound crazy when we're doing that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why we do it to each other. That's why we do it to each other. Yeah.
No, but like when we even start doing it to the guy and we're like, why won't you talk to me? Why won't you open up? He's like, because I don't fucking want to. And you're like, why don't you want to? Yeah. And then it's just like,
I'm amazing. Don't you realize I'm amazing?
Yeah, yeah. It's a disaster.
But I think a lot of girls do that.
We would like pummel the shit out of you. Like,
I don't know, because I feel like
I think Joe would bounce.
He would. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good at communicating within a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, me and my girlfriend haven't really had a serious fight or anything. Like, we've had disagreements and like little arguments, whatever. But it's like those get settled because I know in my heart I'm not trying to disrespect anybody or do anything wrong. So it's easy for me to talk to you because I know my intent, and you know my intent because that's just who I am. Like, I'm never going to give you a doubt in your mind, like, he's trying to pull some shit, or he doesn't mean what he said. You know what I mean? Like, but, I mean, going backwards, where you were talking about, like, letting go, I don't necessarily let go of certain things. It's just kind of, I plan for that to happen. You know what I mean? Like I'm always thinking, like, if that were to happen, this is what I would do. Or if that to happen, this is what I would do. So that when it comes to that point, like, if we broke up or if this person cheated or blah, 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 or something like that, you have solutions when you get to that point. It's that you get to that point and now it's just like a wave of emotion. You're like, oh, what the fuck do I do now? It's like you've gone through this in your head 100 times. Like, this is what you have to do.
If this person cheats on me, I leave.
Right. I feel like you have to make those kind of decisions like that.
We just don't process information like that.
But I'm saying, like, listen, it's easy to do, though. I feel like you have to just, think about it and just make decisions when you're in a clear state of mind. Because when that happens, you're obviously not in a clear state of mind. And it might not even be easy, which it's not going to be easy at that point when it happens. Like, it's just like a too much emotion.
Well, it reminds me of a quote I just posted.
Oh, God. Get back in the quote.
Oh, God.
I love this. It's everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
Not right.
You know, because it's like, yeah, because when you're actually getting punched, you're disoriented. You're in an emotional state. But that doesn't mean you can't recenter yourself and get back. But I know what you're saying, Tina, that we don't do it like that. But there are certain things that I have limits of. Like, for me, if a guy cheats on me.
Oh, no. Yeah. Of
yeah.
Course.
Yeah. In that case, I'm like, no, there's no more debating. Or like if a guy that I'm seeing for a bit is like, oh, I'm not ready to be called girlfriend, boyfriend. I'm out. Like, to me, there are certain things that I've been through in life myself that I've learned from, like, I'm not going to fuck with that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my first high school boyfriend, Chad, did cheat on me and I went back, you know, and then I learned almost always once a cheater, always a cheater.
Of course.
You know, so there are certain things. Or like if a guy is having a fear of commitment and doesn't want the title, get the fuck out of there. You know, like, you don't play with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good with that stuff. I think that when we really get fixated on somebody, we find it really hard to bail, even when they're being really, really shitty.
Well, Tina and I look at the potential of the person, or like
fantasy hours. I spent 1,000 fantasy hours on that dude. We can't break
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And
Joe doesn't even know what fantasy hours are. What are fantasy hours?
Like, stuff like that, I feel like that's not healthy. Like,
no, but every girl does it, though. Yeah. Every girl does it.
Well, I'm sure every
it.
Guy does that as well. You know what I mean? I'm sure they just think about, like, this is how I would want them to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if it was like
because there's
this.
Been times where with my girlfriend, like, I'll be like, well, what did she mean by that? Or like, what, blah, blah, like, what did she, like, why didn't she, like, why did she, like, blah, blah, blah? And I'm sure she does the same shit. You know what I mean? And,
Good for you guys for not saying, like, I would, every time I get insecure, I'm like, what do you mean by
why
that?
Why did you say that?
No, why did you say it? Why did you touch me like that?
But, like, when you think about it, like, which I've done that to myself and, like, worked myself up. And then I'm just kind of like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like the next day you go and see them and it's totally fine. It's like not even a thought. And it's just like, and as you do that, you start to realize I'm just fucking, you know, I'm up here with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm up here with that.
It's when something feels wrong, too. I think that oftentimes you and I know that something feels wrong and we don't get out of it. So we can't just go back the next day and hang out and be cool because we're still pissed about something.
There's something deeper that's off.
Even when something's
that
off.
That we can't get good with. You
Joe's
know?
Shit's not off. It's just they just had a weird moment.
Yeah. If you really trust a person.
But that's another thing. I feel like you have to give every single person all your trust. That's how I feel.
That you're dating, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, yeah, not random. Yeah, yeah. Like random people shit. Yeah, like, dude. Hold my money.
All my trust.
No, but like,
all of it.
Watch my house. But yeah.
The homeless guy asking for change. Like, I trust you. Come here. Come here.
Like when
20.
When people all say that shit, like, like they've been cheated on so many times, so that's why they have trust issues or whatever. Like, I don't have that, and I've had some foul shit happen to me, but it's just like, I'm not gonna let that mess up future things. Because if I'm not 100% into something and don't put 100% of my trust into someone, and they are, like, that imbalance will kind of fuck up after a while. You know what I mean? It's because of my past shit. You know what I mean? It's my past shit. Everyone's got a new slate. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I.
No, I like that.
And it makes you very.
It
makes you very vulnerable, though. It's like a vulnerable thing. It's like. Because they could turn around and be a bad person and just like cheat on you or just do something. And then you're like, I just told you all this shit and just let you in completely, and you just did that. So it when it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and it sucks.
You know what one of the things is with me and Tina? I'll speak for me, but then you can also, I mean, there are two things there. One is Tina and I have been through some gnarly shit with past dudes, so it's easy to say, you know, like, I think we almost have post-traumatic stress in some ways, and then the other, but which I'll go back to that. But then the other thing is, because I feel so deeply, what happens is if I give my trust to that person and they fucking take it and run with it, they cheat, whatever.
We do it every time.
I have a harder time. Well, this is the thing. I have a harder time. Like, I literally get panic attacks, anxiety attacks, where I'm, you know what I mean? Like, so if someone does something to me, I'm knocked on my ass. I don't think you'd be as knocked on your ass. Like, I get
I wouldn't be, because I'd be
out.
Like, dude, I'm like, whatever. Now it's the next person. Or just like, well,
we don't,
you know,
think it's the next person. We love so wholly that we're like, this fucking person's it.
Yeah,
I love,
but like,
this person.
Yeah. You also have to understand that that's one portion of your life. That's just one thing. It's not, it's, you weren't like, you know what I mean? It's not, it was,
yeah,
one part.
Like,
you
love...
have so much other shit going for you. Like,
oh,
now focus,
yeah,
on,
yeah,
other shit.
Oh,
no, oh, and we're both doing
that. We know that.
That. Yeah, we
no,
both...
no, no. We
no,
know
you
that
know
intellectually.
That, but dude, I'm saying when that shit happens to you, that's all you think about
when
all day.
When your heart's Tina and I have been there.
Whenever
for each
she says
other.
My name, I get scared.
Okay.
She's like,
no, no, no.
Tina, and I'm like, oh shit. Good. Oh, no.
So for the last 6 years, Tina has been my best friend. So we've, you know, we've been on the phone during many
four
breakups.
6 years. No,
yeah, 4 or 6 years straight. And yeah, it's kind of like, and we'll even say to each other, like, I'll say, like, Tina, I know that I'm gonna get over this person,
yeah,
because I've done this shit with 10 other guys.
And we've said this exact same thing before.
And
we'll name names.
Like, remember with James.
You felt
I
exactly like this.
I would never meet someone else. So we know that. But there's something still in your heart when your heart's breaking that just feel, it literally feels like a death.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Death,
you're,
yeah,
mourning something. So, and that mourning process just feels like you just got knocked in the fucking puss.
I mean, I don't know what that feels like.
That's the difference.
Kicked
though.
In the dick. Yeah. You know, it's just, and I hate to compare it to this, but think about someone in your life suddenly passing away.
Yeah.
You know, no, but I'm serious. It's like, you could intellectually be like, okay, I can still live. I can still have a life, you know, but in that moment, no, you're just mourning and you're grieving and it's brutal. So I feel like, I think it's wonderful, Joe.
I think what Joe's saying is that you can, that you should take at that moment, you should focus on other things. And we've both been saying
100%.
And I've done that, and that's actually helped me.
It's the most helpful
tremendously
thing. Yeah.
Like, when bad things happen, and then you're kind of like, to not just sit and think about this, I'm just going to think about everything else and just kind of distract myself.
I mean, that's exactly what we've been saying.
The rest of your life becomes way more.
Yeah, focusing on the other parts of your life. But I think also, the one thing that people sometimes get wrong is always saying just distract yourself, because I think feeling the pain, not in like some masochistic wallow, like self-pity party, but you have to let, whether I'm not just talking with like a breakup or, you know, someone dying, but it's really important to actually let yourself grieve and feel pain. Because if you just go right to distracting yourself in a way like with alcohol or you date someone else new, that those emotions are going to catch up to you later. It is really important. If there's like a mourning process that needs to happen, you need to mourn. You got to feel it.
It's striking the balance, though. It's mourning and then doing other shit otherwise you're just gonna be mourning all the fucking time. Me and you can get stuck there forever. And that's why, like, I just stopped talking to my ex-boyfriend, whatever, and all I've been doing, Kate knows, is working. Mm-hmm. Working like a fucking psychopath. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's been the best thing for me. How happy do I sound lately?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sunshine. Sunshine. Sunshine and rainbows.
Every time.
Your energy, sparkly. Sparkly energy.
I don't feel like I've mourned in a while.
Don't jinx yourself. Fucking.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, even something that's in me. Because maybe, like, I don't even know if that's, like, because I always tell myself, like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Like, you're fucking fine. Don't worry about it. Like, you're upset now, and that's fine. But, like, in a couple weeks, you're going to be chilling, regardless of what it is.
No, listen, Joe, however.
I'm saying, that's how I'm
your
just
approach to life, you're kicking, I mean, you're killing it. We get it.
We got it, all right?
We saw the Valentine's Day pic. Killing life.
You are killing it.
Oh, God.
But I still think there's something. I don't know. Like, I picture someone. I know I'm, like, obsessed with her. But someone like Sia, I'm sure she still gets kicked in the dick and is, like, crying on the floor weeping.
She needs it almost. And then yeah. She makes all the beautiful stuff.
Exactly. So yeah. I think, you know, when you're that real sensitive artist type that just feels everything. Like, literally, when I would get drunk when I was in high school, I also had a lot of fucking suppressed horrible things that had happened, but whenever I'd get drunk, I would be the girl crying at the party. But I wasn't just crying. Oh, terribly.
Joe loves this.
I'm sorry.
He loves it.
That's great.
Loves
I could just it. See Caitlin. I love you.
No, it was awful.
And then he, like, but he knows you, so he secretly feels bad a little too. He's like, oh, fucking Kate's crying at the party.
Yeah, Joe.
You would feel bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ, not again.
All, I don't cry anymore when
Joe's killing it at the party, and he, like, sees Kate out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, fuck, I know her, and I like her.
Yeah, oh, Joe would literally,
I gotta walk over there now. Yeah,
exactly. He's like, God, I wish we weren't friends.
Like, oh, there goes all the fun. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was not fun to have at a party, but I would literally start thinking about people in other countries and how hard they had it. Like,
when you're at a party.
Wait, yeah. No, I dated Come a guy on. Like this. I dated a guy like this. He would get drunk.
Jesse.
I love you, Jess. He would cry about the Holocaust whenever he got drunk. He would cry like, can you believe the Holocaust happened?
That's crazy.
No, that's how I am. Yeah, Jesse. But that's what I'm saying. Jesse is like a kindred spirit too to me. Like,
absolutely.
We're just very sensitive, and like if I watch like a tsunami video, I'm gonna have tsunami dreams and think about all the people that died. And like,
you're gonna give Joe an anxiety attack right now.
No,
Joe's like, I haven't done any mourning, and then he comes home and he's like,
Oh, man.
No, I mean, I'm getting better with it. I think the more I embrace my shadow side,
I think you have to be aware that you have that. As long as you're aware and you kind of, like you said, you just start owning it now, I think it'll be easier to like conquer it.
I don't think you have to conquer it.
You don't have to conquer it. But you
thank you, Tina.
I don't want you to conquer
it. I agree.
I don't think you have to conquer it.
What's the right word?
Agreement.
To harmonize with it. To get in like a rhythm
balance,
with it.
Yeah.
Like a balance, moderate it almost.
No, you're still saying moderate it. You're still trying to get rid of it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying just keep it.
Why are you trying to dim my light, Joe?
Seriously.
Stop being a light dimmer.
He did a hand smaller. Make it smaller.
Yeah, like, no, like just keep it in a line so you don't go too far off track. You know what I mean? Don't get super upset about something. I used to tell you that all the time.
Hey, working on it.
That's what I'm saying. Moderate.
No, but you
That's
can.
That's not the right
you,
word?
No, harmonize.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
The fuck is harmonize?
Harmony.
God, get
create
in touch
harmony.
With your fucking.
Create balance and harmony and beauty.
Yeah, come on. Get in touch with your sensitive artist.
All right,
artist.
Snow White.
Oh my God, which is the funniest thing to call me because I'm such an asshole. But anyway, this is true. But I think that it's not about that because we need people like you. We need people like me.
Yep.
Because we make the really beautiful stuff. We go all the way out there. We make the Sia video.
Well, do you like.
And here's the thing about.
That's a thing
and
too.
Tina.
The artists that you're saying, these artists like Sia, whatever.
He can't even own it. Like Sia.
No,
whatever.
You mean the queen goddess?
The queen
Sia?
Angel Sia.
Yeah.
I should have said et cetera.
The mermaid princess from Dolphins and Fairy Queefs, Sia?
Yes.
Fairy Queefs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway.
But that is a perfect example of people using their negative experiences and turning it into something.
Absolutely.
So you can't just sit here and just be negative and just think about it all the time. You have to
take that darkness, turn it
into
the light.
Use that energy.
Like a slingshot.
Or
boing!
The energy you were putting into this, the energy you were putting into whatever that turned into negative, you put that somewhere else and then your life will get better.
No, I agree. That's what we were trying to say. Like Tina was like, we end up sometimes accidentally wallowing too much. Yeah, no, you want to literally, and here we get into the spiritual part. the reason why you go and face your darkness is so you can bring light into there. You know what I mean? It's not to just keep going, keep going, keep going. But if you don't go into that place within yourself, you can't truly find the light. You have to go into some deep places. And one of the things I appreciate about Tina, someone like my brother, my friend Dez, a lot of my like really sensitive friends who've gone to like really dark places in themselves. If I'm going through a hard time and I call someone who's not that sensitive or who's maybe sensitive but isn't allowing themselves to fully go to those dark places in themselves, mm-hmm. they have such a hard time sitting with you in that place. They start wanting to talk about something else, or they give you really shallow, off-putting responses.
I think we talked about why that happens, though, is because they're just not comfortable going there.
Because if they did, they'd almost have a breakdown.
Yeah, they'd have a breakdown, and you have to respect that, too. That person's Absolutely. Just not comfortable going there.
You can't force someone's walls to come down.
I think I do that sometimes, but it's mostly because...
I think you just don't think it's beneficial.
No, I don't think it's... Because I like having those conversations with people. I definitely can't do it over the phone. Do not call me on the phone, and I'm not going to sit there and give you advice forever, regardless of who it is. It's like hard for me to even do that if it was my mother. It's just like it just feels better in person to have those conversations. Or it's like easier because you could like look at each other and like whatever. Can't do it over the phone at all. I'll give you those. Yeah, I mean, that's just sucks. You just got to keep trucking and doing what you... I'll give you that whole fucking thing. So
if I called you, I would never call you upset. But that, exactly. If someone goes, well, you just got to keep trucking. Click.
I'd fucking hang up, dude. Done. See you.
Go yeah, fuck but like, yourself.
Having a fucking
for me,
great
at least,
life.
I could
fuck
definitely
you.
See how people are like, I don't want to talk about this because then we're going to have to talk about my shit and I don't want to go there. It's going to get me upset. For me, sometimes it's kind of just like, I am just not in that... Like, that's just... I'm just not in that mode right now. Like, right now... Like, if I've conquered my own personal shit and I'm just on a roll right now, to bring it all the way back down there is not even bring it down. It's just kind of just to stop for a second and just be in that same thing. It's like a tough thing. You know what I mean?
Tough for you. But this is what I've appreciated.
Right.
There are very few people who can go there and not be affected. Like,
and then
Tina,
go right back to it.
This is what Tina and I were talking about. So Tina and my brother are two people that they can go there with me. I could call and bring up some heavy shit that's happened to me as a child. Heavy. And like, we could go into it, talk about it. And the people who can really go there, they can hang up the phone with me and go right back to the
Yeah, like
their
I'll
life.
Be like working and I'll be like, all right, I'm walking into my appointment. And we'll be talking about really heavy shit. And I'll just be like, all right, love you. I got to run.
And yeah. And same with me. Like,
and I pop right back out of it.
Someone could call me with the most darkest, like I've been contemplating suicide. I'm having a really hard time. I can go there with them. I can talk about it and be like, yeah. And then when I get off the phone with them, I can keep living my life. It doesn't really... Because I feel like I've gone to such dark, deep places in myself and have, you know, gone through times where I didn't want to live and things like that, that it's not, it doesn't freak me out to go into those
right.
thoughts.
I don't think it's about that. I think it's more about, I don't think I'm in the right state of mind to be giving you that advice because I'm like, it's hard for someone who isn't feeling what you're feeling to give you advice on how you're feeling. You know what I mean? And especially if something... like when something tragic happens to someone and you just don't know what to say to them, you're just like, I'm just sorry. Like, I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's how I treat it almost. It's kind of like, I don't really know what to say because...
But I don't think it's about having the right answer or the advice. I think sometimes you just want someone to sit with you in it.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I could do that. Like, in person, that's a different story. It's because, like, you're there. But over the... I can't do it over the phone. I just can't do it. And through text message...
Oh, no, that's not even a thing.
Well,
that's
no.
even Yeah, that's not a thing.
I mean,
although, I'll tell you what, Tina, if you sent me something like, I'm having like such a hard time right now, I can't call because I'm with a client, I would definitely be like, I love you. I'm here. Like, I feel like there's just a way. And a lot of, I'm finding that there aren't a lot of people who really are a lot of people are not very sensitive and don't know how to sit with you in those things. But I found that it's literally just sitting with someone in that feeling and not being scared.
It's just
to be
a little
there.
Bit of reassurance. Yeah. That's all it takes. It takes one text message. I love you. I got you. You're going to be fine. I'll talk to you later. Hit me up if you need me.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's
knowing
just
you're
that.
Not alone. That there are people who are willing to really be there for you and not in a shallow surface level way.
With that, you also have to know, even if there was no one,
of
you are going to be fine.
Right.
But I'm saying people have that where they're like, I need someone right now. I need someone to tell me you don't need fucking anyone to send you a text message or tell you you're fine. You're fine. Like, you need to know that. Because
easier said than done.
Sure.
It's a process.
Everything is easier said than done.
Right.
Everything is easier said than done. But it's possible.
And once again, I think there's a balance, though. Like, you obviously need to know from yourself that you're okay and that you've got this. But it's also just nice to have people who love you and that you can share life with.
It's nice to have a donut for breakfast, too.
Right.
Right. Although a donut's different than a best friend who will hold your hand when you're feeling suicidal. But sure. I guess what I'm finding is the more and more I claim that sensitive part of me, it's harder for me to really be around people who aren't very sensitive for a long period of time. And it's not because I'm judging them or I'm mad. It's just that, like, it seems surface level at times. You know, I can't explain it. It's like their energy affects me even more the more I claim it.
Absolutely. Like, and I think that you're just like being like, this person doesn't catch my vibe. It's more claiming it. Like, you don't catch my vibe. I can be nice
totally
to you.
Cool.
I can hang out with you. We can kick it for a little bit, but we're not going to be best friends. We're not going to date.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, yeah, for sure. And I don't think you should, well, anyone should feel like, oh, I'm a sensitive person and it's like a bad thing or it's like wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if you were to feel like, oh, why am I like
but,
this?
But in what Joe's saying is right. I think we do the opposite thing. We were talking about today, people who aren't sensitive, we like to tell them they're wrong.
Absolutely.
And I think that's
and
also
that's
shitty,
not,
too.
Yeah.
That's
well,
really
we were talking
shitty.
About that in the car, though, because I was reading one of my quotes.
Yeah, she was.
And because I think the mistake that Tina and I have made, although we learned a lot from this, is especially with men, it would be like, you know, come on, go where we can go. Go where we can go. And that's why one of the Sia Elastic Heart video spoke to me. You guys have to look at it if you haven't. But there, you know, there are different interpretations of what it represents. But at one of the end scenes is she's like trying to get him through the cage.
Yes.
She's pulling on him. And that spoke to me because it reminded me of how much I've tried to bring men to a place where I felt like I could go. Do you know what I mean? Emotionally.
And
they
just can't.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
And that's wrong of me because literally if you force someone's walls down before they are ready to let them go, you could do serious damage to them. And the other thing that we were talking about, Tina, is that oftentimes when you're a girl or a guy going for an unavailable person, you're doing that because there's something in you that has an intimacy problem. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to say problem, but you're scared of it in the same way. You're just using unavailable men as a way to play that out. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're a girl who's always going for the guy who can't give you what they want.
It's really about
or what
you
want.
It's
yeah,
always a reflection.
There's
of what
a reason
you're doing.
Why you're going for that.
Every relationship's a reflection of your current state. Every
yep.
single one when you look back. Think about my relationships. Think about B. Think about Jesse. Like, all the different guys I dated was always a reflection of where I was.
Absolutely. And people don't like to think about that. They're like, oh, you're telling me I attracted this horrible person?
Yep. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, you accepted them. You let them in.
You let them into your life.
Yeah.
Wayne Dyer has a quote.
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is
yeah.
Wayne Dyer?
Yeah, she said
amazing.
It like we should all know who he
yeah.
was.
He's
Wayne
Wayne
Dyer.
He's an amazing.
Very popular fucking.
He is very popular. He
what community? The quote?
Community.
Yeah, he's like
in
friends
one of
with
Kate's
Oprah.
Community.
You know,
he's friends with Oprah.
He's legit.
Yeah, he's friends with Oprah.
Don't fuck with him.
Don't
then.
Fuck with me. And don't fuck with Oprah.
I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Apologies.
Anyway, he has a quote where he goes, "You don't attract what you want; you attract what you are."
Yeah.
And I tell myself that a lot because we can say what we want over and over, but you're going to bring to you where you're actually at. So that's why, which kind of links to what you're saying, why it's really important to just, you know, get yourself centered, be appreciative, and stay in the moment.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a bad thing to, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you should talk, it's, like, better to talk about it, which most times it is, but in a way, I feel like that's almost handicapping yourself a little bit, because if you can't, like, you have to plan for being by yourself, because if you could deal with it by yourself, it's even easier to deal with it with somebody else when you have that. It's like, that should be a plus.
And it's even easier to say, I don't want to deal with you when you're okay with being by yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the bigger thing there almost. Not that it's easier to be with somebody else, that it's easier to say fuck you when it's not working. Because you're not afraid of being by yourself.
I meant just any person to talk to. Not just like
right, in
a relationship. I feel like anyone, like even like I need a friend right now to talk to so I can talk about this and get this out.
Yeah, well, the more you're okay with yourself, the less bullshit you'll put up with in general
that's
from
yeah,
anyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you'll just bring to you the only stuff you'll let in is the stuff that adds to your life. You're not trying to fill a void.
Yeah.
So that's great.
So we should all be doing that.
I think we're all in this room working on it. So, and if you want any more quotes,
Kate just bought a book. I'm not even going to front.
Wayne Dyer.
We were just at the coffee shop.
You bought a book of quotes?
No, we were just at the coffee shop. She opens it in my car, like brown bag, opens it in my car. She's like, I got a new book. And I was like, fuck. And then, but then she started.
Oh, you love the quotes. Don't even.
I do.
Don't
I did.
Front girl.
I did love them in the end, though. We were at the coffee shop. She's reading me quotes. That's
They're
really
such good quotes.
Was it just a bunch? It's just a bunch of quotes.
Well, it's by this one guy. His name's Jeff Brown. Changed my life.
No, he's amazing.
He's amazing. He just gets it. So Jeff Brown. The book's called Love It Forward. Highly recommend.
Love It Forward.
Yeah, and
that sounds like right up your alley.
The cover's so embarrassing. That's why I got embarrassing, but it was good.
It was so good.
What's the cover?
You got
it's like a heart balloon.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Listen, I get it. He could have chosen a better. Cover, but seriously, he's amazing. You can even find him on Facebook, Jeff Brown. Hit like.
Is he paying you for this?
Great
or what?
Quotes. No, he just changed my life.
Is he single? Is he hot?
He's not single. He's attractive for an older,
okay,
older man.
Really answering the question.
Why are you answering
he's
me?
Really answering
do
the question.
Do not entertain me. I don't know why you're doing that.
All right, my bad.
Jesus.
It was
Christ.
Sweet because you're a sweet angel. That's why you're answering.
Because I'm
question.
A sweet angel who's sensitive, and I claim myself.
Oh
yes.
Oh my God! Here we
this
go.
This is me. I'm putting the fucking flag in the moon, and the moon's me.
Your freak flag?
My freak flag.
You're letting it
I'm
fly?
My freak flag. I love myself. I love that people actually get to listen to this.
I wonder what they're thinking.
You're gonna
right
get a kill yourself thing again.
Yeah, tip of the day, Kate, kill yourself.
You are probably...
Well, guess what? It won't affect me because I love myself now.
You're one of the most sensitive people I've ever met, probably.
Thank you.
Which is funny, Joe, because I'm probably equally, if not more sensitive, but I'm so much more guarded. Right? Like, wouldn't you say that I'm insane?
I'd say we're equally sensitive.
We haven't had as many conversations as I had with her.
No, but I would never tell you, which is the weird thing, right? Like, I feel like I only let certain people know about it.
You know what I do?
I don't know. I feel like anyone who knows you knows you're sensitive.
I do have a very weird ability to... have people open up very quickly with me. Like they're like, I don't even know why I fucking told you that. Like I haven't told anyone that, and they'll just fucking say it.
Right. I think you actually are very sensitive. I mean, if I just look into your eyes and see your soul being dead ass right now,
me.
you have very sensitive eyes.
He's got really kind eyes. I thought it like 45
kind,
times
kind.
Already this entire time. I'm not even front. Every time he looks at me, I'm like, oh, he's fucking nice. Shit.
He's very nice.
Fucking nice.
No, because a lot of people don't have such kind.
Yeah. I want to hate him, but he's a good dude.
A lot of times I'll look into someone's soul, and I'm not judging them, but you can see a lot of...
A lot of times I'll look into someone's soul.
Yeah, and you'll see a
Holy
lot of
shit.
Repressed anger, pain. Pain's fine, you know, because you can tell when the pain that's being repressed is coming out in like an angry, scary way. Oh my God, one time I was walking to the subway, and this guy was like, hey, stop, hey. And I look at him, and he like... looked like he'd be a typical like polo shirt wearing guy. He had the most date rape angry eyes, and I literally was like, yo, I like just yo'd him with my hand like full out, and I was like, yo, you look like the kind of dude who's gonna date rape a chick. I'm like, you, and I wasn't even trying to be mean, but I was like, you need to take care of that
right
before you start yelling at girls on the subway.
See, this is a situation where you could be overanalyzing.
No way.
No, this, she felt no. the vibe. She felt it. I believe you, Kate.
It looked like his eyes were about to burst out of his head. That's how much crazy eyes he
no,
had.
It's true. The same
Jesus
feeling
Christ.
I got when like I look at Joe and I know he's nice is the same feeling I get when I look at the date rape guy. And I'm like, oh, it's a motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that
creep,
guy.
Creep.
Yeah.
A date rape guy? I had no idea that.
Girls are pretty good at picking up creepy vibes, no matter how
yeah,
sensitive
that's like,
or not sensitive.
That's like a defense
we've
mechanism.
We've been trained
yeah, it's like
at
a,
least
yeah.
to pick up on that.
Definitely.
Yeah, like back the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
Thank you.
No problem. I can finish your sentences. It's fine.
Oh, no one can see my face. Oh, wait, they are filming. They're doing this live, and we have to tweet out the next one for people to watch live because people have been wanting to watch us.
I'm good. I didn't want anybody to watch this. I didn't know.
The next one. Yeah, I forgot to give you the heads up.
They sit down to like cameras. So
your hair looks really pretty, though.
Good. I haven't washed it in 3 days.
Holla.
What's up?
Anything you guys want to add before we wrap this shit up?
I have nothing. I'm
Joe's fried.
Joe's fried because we looked into his soul and told
we
me
did.
His kind.
I am not fried at all. I just have
we
nothing.
We exposed
else,
his vulnerability.
What are you
no,
talking
he,
about?
No, he didn't. No, yeah, no,
he's
he didn't.
Too, he's too solid and centered to be thrown off track with that shit.
There's like two really strong girls in the room. He's like unaffected. He's checking his phone.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Doesn't give a fuck.
All right. Well, Tina, where can I find you?
On Instagram. I'm an interior designer.
Ooh.
Completely unrelated. Constantina Constance LLC. That's it.
Perfect.
Mm.
Joe, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
Kate? Because he needs more Twitter followers, guys. He's in desperate need. Yeah, could you guys follow me, by the way?
Aw.
I know. I have almost, which I'm very happy about, okay? First of all, I have almost 2,500 followers, which makes
my
soul.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it makes my soul happy. And then I see fucking Santa Gatto's thing, and I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah, well, that's
right,
just
okay.
ridiculous. And yeah, it's ridiculous. Just like, doesn't make sense.
No, but good for you. You earned it.
I remember.
Guys, Kate's really pretty, just so you know. She's really pretty.
Thank you.
So go ahead and follow her. I know that's all it's based on anyway. It's not based on whether or not his content's decent.
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, no, but your videos are hilarious.
No, yeah, the one was really funny.
That one.
I watched one a couple weeks ago.
That one.
I watched a video a couple weeks ago. It was great.
I made her. It was the 50 Shades one.
Oh, yeah, that she did actually tell me to watch it. Mm. And I went and watched it. And I was like,
thanks,
that was
Kate.
Really
spreading
funny.
The love.
You and Jeff.
This is my PR.
Jeff Brown. You and Jeff Brown.
She does my PR.
Telling me to go watch your videos.
Tina, go watch this now. Yeah. Tell your friends. Show your mom.
Let's see, guys. Let's talk about me now. You can follow me at the Kate Wolf 2Fs. Please follow me, guys. Mm. I'd like it.
Yes.
And I give a lot of funny tweets about my vagina and your soul.
She gives them. She hands them out. I give out.
I'm giving out some quotes.
One tweet's about eating ass. The next tweet is about how.
What your
Everyone
energy.
Has to be more sensitive and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And let's see, if you want to email us, invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like a tarot card reading.
Oh, my God.
What?
Sorry. Sorry, I just didn't
first
see that
all,
coming. I didn't see it coming.
Okay.
I didn't see it coming. I'm
first
sorry.
All,
it just came
I
out.
I give Tina bomb tarot. Sorry, no, I'm you listen. I give her bomb-ass tarot readings.
Oh, my God.
Tina,
it
you
just
better
came
say.
Out. It was like weird. I forgot the thing was on. It just came out.
Yo, bitch. God. Now you have to talk about how good the tarot readings are.
They're dope. She's going to get you right. She's going to make you feel better about your life. Hit her up.
Seriously. Anyway, thank you, Tina. And
thank you for
yeah,
having
no, anyway, so if you want a tarot card reading, kwolf27@gmail. I fucking hate you right now, Tina. And what else are they going to say? Oh, yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Bye, guys.